Smith's announcement, made on December 3, 1872, to the newly formed Society of Biblical Archaeology, that he had discovered an account of the flood on one of the Assyrian tablets, caused a major stir. And soon more fragments of Gilgamesh were unearthed at Nineveh and in the ruins of other ancient cities. His translation of the fragments that had been discovered up to then was published in 1876. Though to a modern reader it seems quaint and almost surrealistic in its many mistaken guesses, and is often fragmentary to the point of incoherence, it was an important pioneering effort. Today, more than a century and a quarter later, many more fragments have surfaced. The language is much better understood, and scholars can trace the history of the text with some degree of confidence. Briefly, here is the consensus. Legends about Gilgamesh probably began to arise shortly after the death of the historical king. The earliest texts that have survived, which date from about 2100 BCE, are five separate and independent poems in Sumerian entitled Gilgamesh and Aga, Gilgamesh and Hawawa, Gilgamesh and the Bull of Heaven, Gilgamesh and the Underworld, and The Death of Gilgamesh. Sumerian is a non-Semitic language unrelated to any other that we know, and is as distant from Akkadian as Chinese is from English. It became the learned language of ancient Mesopotamia and was part of the scribal curriculum. These five poems, written in a leisurely, repetitive, hieratic style, much less condensed and vivid than the Akkadian epic, would have been familiar to later poets and editors. The direct ancestor of the 11 clay tablets dug up at Nineveh is called the Old Babylonian version. It was written in Akkadian, of which Babylonian is a dialect, and dates from about 1700 BCE. 11 fragments have survived, including 3 tablets that are almost complete. This version, though it paraphrases a few episodes in the Sumerian Gilgamesh texts, is an original poem, the first epic of Gilgamesh. In its themes and its form, it is essentially the same poem as its Ninevite descendant, a story about friendship, the death of the beloved, and the quest for immortality. Some 500 years after the Old Babylonian version was written, a scholar-priest named Sinleike Unini revised and elaborated on it. His epic, which scholars call the Standard Version, is the basis for all modern translations. As of now, with 73 fragments discovered, slightly fewer than 2,000 of the 3,000 lines of the original text exist in readable, continuous form. The rest is damaged or missing, and there are many gaps in the sections that have survived. We don't know exactly what Sinleike Unini's contribution to the Standard Version was, since so few fragments of the Old Babylonian version have survived for comparison. From what we can see, he is often a conservative editor, following the older version line for line, with few, if any, changes in vocabulary and word order. Sometimes, though, he expands or contracts, drops passages or adds them, and functions not as an editor but as an original poet. The two major passages that we know he added, the prologue and the priestess Shamhat's speech inviting Enkidu to Uruk, have the vividness and density of great art. The Gilgamesh that you are about to read is a sometimes free, sometimes close adaptation into English verse of Sinleike Unini's Standard Version. Even scholars making literal translations don't simply translate the Standard Version. They fill in some of the textual gaps with passages from other versions, the Old Babylonian being the most important. I have taken this practice further. Occasionally, when the Standard Version is particularly fragmentary, I have supplemented it with passages from the Sumerian Gilgamesh poems. I have also added lines or short passages to bridge the gaps or to clarify the story. My intention throughout has been to recreate the ancient epic as a contemporary poem in the parallel universe of the English language.